So I'm going to take a few minutes off from your work to discuss Wotome, which is a project that I mentored during the summer, Google Summer of Code. And basically, the idea has been floating around in my head for a few months, years, and I noted all my ideas in the wiki page mentioned here. DWTT stands for Distribution-Wide Tracker Tool. I suggest you to load that page and check it out, because I don't want to rehash everything, just check it out and as a basis for a further discussion. And based on this idea, I submitted the project for the Summer of Code, and Arnaud Fontaine, a student, implemented it. For me, it was obvious and I had clear ideas, but it has not been so obvious to explain it to my students, and while I would have expected it to be completed and fairly usable already, I'm not sure it's really the case. I must admit I have not been... It does take me much time to mentoring, but I have not had enough time to really dig into the code. I mentor him more on the feature side and where I want him to go and such. So I'm not sure if the code is usable at all. That's partly why I would like you to check it out together with me. We have some time, and I believe the tool could be useful. But we need to see if we can extend it, if we can appropriate it ourselves, and maybe integrate it in our official infrastructure, or if it's not worth the effort. There's a live demo where we can try it out and see how it looks like. It's running on wotome.debian.net. Usually you have to create an account for yourself and you have to confirm it by email, but just to help out here, there's an account already created, so you can try it out quickly. I hope it will work. I don't know, I never tried with many people using the same account at the same time. But yeah, I think I will leave. Here are the instructions to get the source code if you want to check it out. It's written in Python with using the TurboGear framework. So it's quite new. TurboGear is evolving still at a fast pace, and it has caused some problems to my students because of that. But even well packaged before this summer, so we work on this as well. And yeah, basically I only have questions for you, and I expect a discussion and some feedback from you. Maybe at some points to discuss directly, and maybe also later if you have more time to check it out, and you can send your comments to Arnaud directly, because he's part of the community, he would like it to evolve, but he's not really involved in QA and does not know all our process very well. So we would like you to give him feedback. I think stop here for a few minutes, let you watch the page, try it out, and maybe start a discussion, or maybe first some question first. Then
just go back to the
I will give maybe some few words of introduction on what it is, even if you can read it. The goal has been to have a generic tool to coordinate big changes. Imagine, I don't know, any migration where thousands of packages are concerned, where you need to have many people working together, and obviously many people mean some concurrency problems, risk of doing the work twice, etc. So we wanted to have a web interface where you could directly sleep and say, okay, I'm doing this, and anyone else would like to help out would immediately see that while someone is taking care of this package, this bug, and we could use part of the BTS for that, but as you know, BTS tends to lag a bit, at least 15 minutes, because that's the time it takes to process mail, sometimes more because of spam, which is throwing the machine, but so that basic idea. Then we had several different ideas to integrate into infrastructure. It can work intelligently with user tags. User tags are nice, but if you want to have many people helping out, it's not always practical because not everybody likes the mail interface. If you can use this tracker, you can also write a wiki page with detailed instructions on what has to be done, because some tasks do not need many skills, you just need many resources, many people. So if we can streamline this process with this tool, it will help us. So that was the basic idea. If you have a few preliminary questions before going further, feel free to ask. Otherwise, please look at the pages for a few minutes and then let's discuss a bit.
Do you think you could give a brief demo?
Yes. I even connected the network for that. So, well, this is the web interface. Here I'm directly in a tracker that he created with the goal to track RC bugs. It's really created that this morning, so it's not really, it doesn't have many information. It just lists bugs with packages. It should be dynamics, means you can group by values, several kind of information. Really, it's not only the status, which is not really interesting because this tracker only lists open bugs. The interesting part is that you can lock here. You can say, okay, I'm taking care of this bug. But it's not really usable from the. Why did it? It could be nicer from the usability side because it tends to open new pages and you doesn't go back to where you want it to go back, but that's detailed. So you can say for how long you plan to work on this problem. Maybe it will take you 2 hours, one day. So the idea is that you don't need to remove the lock afterwards. I mean, you can try it out for 2 hours. Either you succeed and then you close the bug, it's okay. Or you don't succeed and the lock goes away and someone else will try it later. And not, it won't be, it won't stay in locked status infinitely. Let's say 2 hours. It's fairly configurable. I don't have the rights on this tracker to show you because I haven't created it, but Arno himself. But you can add more fields if you want. For example, imagine you want to coordinate a code review or looking for specific kind of security bugs, you could add a type of failure or type of risk, or you could add a separate column of status, has been reviewed, not yet, or reviewed once, twice, I don't know, whatever you want, really. It's kind of generic. And of course you can then after sort or group by the various things that you created. There's even some visual preference is called. I mean, if you don't like the red, you can create various color codes for expressing some useful information. It's configurable tracker by tracker. And by default, you have red for usual tracker, where you only have a bug open and green when it's closed.
Basically, the status is need work, just one bug still open for the package.
Yeah.
So it doesn't understand the version tagging. If you add the version unstable column, for example. Yeah, I will show my example.
Yeah.
I imported my user tag, and for example, some bugs are still open in testing, but should be closed and unstable. It would be nice to have different colors.
Yeah.
To show.
It should. I think it should be doable, but what's going on? I can view the pages. There are some standard fields that you can add. For example, it will add the versions of the package in testing and stable. At least you can automatically integrate some information. There is, in the logic of the visual preference, there is something to do operation comparison, but I'm not sure if proper version tracking is possible. You see that in visual preference you have the possibility to use the version in stable, version in testing, and the comparison. You should have similar fields here, but it looks like empty right now. I don't know why. But there's some possibilities to implement this. Even if it's not doable right now, it's not meant to be really configured here. Yeah, but for example, I would like to see if you have a list of RC bugs. I would like to see which bugs now apply to unstable and testing,
yeah, sure.
And which only, because actually for a C-Bugs lesson, we have like a tool which works. I wouldn't say perfect. There are definitely things to be done about it, but I think it works fairly well. And so I don't really see what the advantage of this would be over the existing tool.
None. Right now, none. But it's not a tool only for SBERT, it's a generic tool.
Yeah, but also, what's the advantage of being generic?
Oh.
What's
Well, in general, I don't know when you
can track a specific transition.
Yeah.
Specific issue, maybe a bad issue that is not really a script or also.
Can you use it for CDDs as well to track their packages in the RC box there?
Could be. What kind of tracking do you need to do?
They have all packages lists and so on, so you could track and add flag bugs which are not actually not all packages in CDDs usually are in the Debian archive, but in some different archives and also have different bug practices. That's I think what Paul was asking.
Yeah.
That should be correctly.
So it should be possible, yes. Because in one of the examples is tracking, I think, list of Ubuntu packages which are not in Debian or something like that, which are registered in the WNPP page. And so it allows working on packages which do not exist in Debian directly. So you could use it. And also, yes. You see the web interface, but my goal has always been to have an API where you can drive it from a script, because many trackers have very specific needs, and you want to fill the custom fields not manually but automatically from somewhere else, like grabbing a version from the Debian repository, like I don't know what. Like using version tracking instead of implementing all the logic directly in the generic tracker tool, you could have it in the script which updates the content of the tracker and stuff like that. And in the case of their RC, in the case of their RC tracker, it's made that way. Because either you use user tags and then the content of the list is automatically updated from the data coming from the BTS, and any change is reflected in the BTS, or you drive it via script, and yeah, or you drive it manually. It's the last option, but of course it's not really interesting in many cases. Any other question? Did the other already took a look? Do they find the concept interesting, or do you find it interesting, or
resolution?
I wonder what specific use cases we can have. So we've seen the C-bug tracker, which is not really usable because we have no tools at the moment.
Right.
So
I
have some example for something we could have done much more better using this website.
Much more better.
Well, at least
there's
a specific problem addressed by this website, because it's hard to see how a generic tool can help you
if you have no idea what the use case is.
Sure.
Just check if there's some examples on the repo page. It's better than checking everything down.
What I understood is that it should be helpful for binary elements, for tracking binary elements for packages which are...
I can think of one case that I had to handle last year myself. And that was that we wanted to have proper dependencies for UDEPs. Until then, it was not possible to have dependencies for UDEPs generated automatically at build time. So we would have manual dependencies and stuff like that. And quite a few packages had to be NMU'd, or at least patches had to be submitted. And a lot of the maintainers were involved. And in that case, I can imagine that it would be useful to use something like this to track the status of each and every bug and just track the progress of the project as a whole.
Another case is, for example, the Python transition that I had to manage. We used at the beginning a wiki page to coordinate NMU and stuff like that, and we used to report. For that it's painful because in many cases you have some information from the maintainer only in the bug report, so you have to open the bug report, check it out if you have an answer, and it's difficult to have a summary view. Okay, this one needs to be taken care of because the one has answered and this one doesn't because the maintainer is taking care of it. So with such a page you can just add a field and say, okay, maintainer is taking care of it, and not everyone has to check it out again, so you can share basic information between a large number of people without having each people redoing the same thing. So the examples in the tracker are only those kinds of integration until now, but as I just explained also, it could be used for all the transition. I mean, the long-lasting USR doc transition managed lately by Amaya. I mean, it's trivial to do those changes. You could even explain it to beginners, but if you can point them to a wiki page and a list, such as this one, it's better. Also, here is showing examples which are related with bugs which are already opened, but it's also useful before, because you can say, I have identified a wonder package we do not build, or which do not build, but I have not processed build logs, but I have made them at my label here. So you create a URL of failed build, and another field failure reason, and people start reviewing, and okay, this one is being reduced, I don't need to review it anymore. They feel the reason of the failure, and if needed, they file the bug as well. And, here you already have a summary overview. I think it's quite interesting. I don't know, Luca has been doing those kind of reviews recently. I don't know if it would interest you. Because several times I've seen you on the list posting, okay, here I have many logs, I don't have shit. Where is my type running?
What I'm using in Minecraft is a GNU/Linux file with big table with package, version, command, and so yeah, I could easily switch to that, which is still, I think it still needs some work, so it's as usable as what I'm using currently.
Yeah, it's the file is only I think possibilities are really large, but for that we need to have some real use cases, and we need to adapt the code because, well, it exists, but it's far from perfect. It's maybe it will be rewritten if. I just wanted to let you know that it exists, that it should be looked into. I should have done that myself, but I hadn't time. Is there?
Yeah, what I don't know is that on one side you have the BTS, which is totally non-flexible for doing hacking. On the other side you have numeric, for example, or anything else, table value, where you can do everything in the format you want. And this is in the middle, and I don't know if it's flexible enough to meet everybody's needs.
We tried,
yeah.
Probably didn't manage it perfectly, but it's free software, so
yeah.
It's meant to be able to evolve. What kind of, do you have specific ideas or flexibility that you need that's
I don't know,
the fact
that the version tracking is lacking in our node is a big problem.
Does
a closing a large node?
Yeah.
It hasn't been
much. Yeah. If you were at the beginning of a release cycle, you don't care that much, but right now it's really very important. So. Is anyone interested to work on this or will it
but it's not PHP. And as well as it's not PHP pages.
Anyway, I'll continue screening it and helping when I have time, I mainly answer his question. I didn't really dig into it.
In what kind of language is it?
Python. Why?
Well, it's a language anyway. It's not Python. It's the worst language you can choose.
Which have any other?
I think now I can at least remember the name now. When I know what it was Python before, I just said. I can remember it with the
okay, if there are no more questions, I think we can be done. Unless you have more ideas, contributions, or direct feedback already.
Why do we find birds? I like it.
Right now it's Arnold's email, but you can discuss it on Debian QA. He's reading it as well. If you don't, I will call him. Anything. He's also. He just told me that he's going to work again in his students, so in the next vacation probably, end of the year. So if you can give him some work right now, we will implement it in a few weeks. Maybe.